SoundingTheAlarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, Sounding the Alarm on March 26, 2012. Over the last few days, I've been reading from the scriptures, Mark chapter 13. This is where Jesus described, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the end days, tumultuous time, troublesome times. And there's a series of warnings from the Lord Jesus Christ. He had just got done rebuking the religious people in that day, Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, elders, leaders of the rabbinical religious system that, for the most part, rejected the Lord. They didn't love God. They didn't receive the one God had sent. They didn't have the word of God abiding in them because they did not recognize the voice of the Father God speaking through his only begotten Son. Same is happening today. So we want to read these things. We want to be taking heed and being aware is what Jesus told his disciples. We want to know what's coming. We want to be prepared prayerfully, spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally. We want to absolutely have our dedication to the Lord that we could be faithful, because he that endures to the end shall be saved. And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here? And Jesus answering said unto him, Seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? And Jesus answering them began to say, Take heed, lest any man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, that's ethnos against ethnos, which is where we get the word ethnic. And kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. You see this? All these things taking place at one time. Multiple cataclysmic events of judgment. Multiple cataclysmic events. The earth itself was spewing out its wicked inhabitants, reacting to the sin of the earth, because it's reaching up into the heavens. Unrepented sin. Insolence. But take heed to yourselves. There he goes again. Jesus is saying, take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. You know, when Jesus was here, he was rejected by the religious people, the ones that had the Torah, the ones that had the law, the prophets, and the writings, that studied the scripture. They were the ones that lied against Jesus. They were the ones that conspired and sought a way to destroy Jesus. They hated the Lord. And they would falsely accuse and come up with schemes to trick the political power, the government of that day, just like they would today. They would go to Homeland Security and make up, oh, these people, they're a threat to the nation. They're causing war. They're terrorists. You know, they're calling Jesus a terrorist, and his apostles, they lie. And this is what Jesus is saying: take heed, for they shall deliver you up to councils. They're going to call you on the carpet. You're going to have to stand before a phony group of people that have no discernment, no judgment, discernment, perception, no knowledge, no understanding. They're in agreement with the devil. And God's going to allow this. Synagogues. What's a synagogue? It's a place of worship. Typically, where are places today that are places of worship? What are they typically, traditionally, customly called? They call them churches. Now, we know when we study scripture, a church is an ecclesia. It's a people that are called out, that are God dwells among these people. It's a spiritual habitation made without hands, but yet you have a religious system, has a place of worship, and Jesus is saying that these people will beat you in that religious setting. And you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. But see, though they plan wickedness against you, the Lord is going to use it that you speak the truth and that you proclaim the truth in that hour. The gospel must first be published among all nations. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do you premeditate. Don't try to figure out what you're going to do. Don't try to figure out what you're going to say. But whatever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not you that speaks, but the Holy Spirit. And that's what's so vital. We want to not speak. We want the Lord to speak, and he's going to speak through his people. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son. And children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. But when you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that reads understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. And let him that is on the housetop not go down to the house, neither let him enter therein to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garment. But woe to those that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. And pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created unto this time, neither shall be. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he has shortened the days. There should be great comfort there. God's going to shorten these days because it's so wicked and so dangerous in these last days that there would be no flesh alive. But God, for the elect's sake, whom he chose, has shortened the days. And then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here's Christ, or lo, he's there, believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall so show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you, in like manner, when you shall see these things comes to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. It becomes apparent when you start seeing the fulfillment of the scripture, that's when you have a knowing, a confidence, a realization that you are seeing the word of God being fulfilled and that you are not in any mere day, a typical time. It's a time like no other, and it requires that you live like no other day. Verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knows no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed. Watch and pray, for you know not what when the time is. For the Son of Man is a man taking a far journey, who left his house, gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house comes, at evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Moments before I started this recording, I heard the Spirit tell me to read Matthew chapter 10. And as I did, I was quite blessed, quite amazed. This is Matthew chapter 10. When he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into the city of the Samaritans enter you not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, proclaim, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I find this interesting, because this is what I've been sharing with my brothers and sisters in Christ, that I'm convinced in this hour the Lord is saying that we are not to be seeking approval or acceptance by the people we minister the word of God to. We are to speak the word of God, proclaim the word of God, declare it, and it is what it is. It is not the words of man, it is verily the words of God. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. It's quite different from today's charlatanry ministries. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatever city or town you shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till you go thence. And when you come into a house, salute it. If the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it, but if not be worthy, let your peace return to you. Whoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. People don't recognize Jesus. People don't recognize the activity of the Spirit of God. They don't take delight in the word of the Lord. And God is saying, when they don't have ears to hear, and they don't have eyes to see, and they're not receptive to the word, and they've been sent by the Lord, it's a woeful thing. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. Getting quite a bit of a repeat here from the Lord. This atmosphere of the last days. Beware, men. Watch out. It's going to get rough. When they shall deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak. See, we were reading this in Mark 13. For it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child. And the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endures to the end shall be saved. When they persecute you in this city, flee into another. For verily I say unto you, You shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It's enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they've called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. It's all going to be exposed. The light is coming, the light, the glorious light of the gospel, and those that have done wickedly and loved darkness rather than the light will hide in rocks, clefts of rocks, the jagged rocks, hiding caves and holes of the earth, hiding from the glory of his majesty. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. This is an instruction from the Lord. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. What you hear in the ear, that proclaim ye upon the housetops. You see the authority there? Follow the administration of the Spirit of God. Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. If you're going to be intimidated, if you're going to fear man, you're going to fear being beaten or tortured or thrown in jail or even killed, and you deny the Lord, he'll deny you. Think not that I'm come to send peace on earth. I'm not come to send peace, but a sword. Hello? So many gospels out there today, so many people with ministries that think they're going to have a global peace plan, and they're going to conquer the world. They haven't read their Bible. They've rejected the gospel. I'm come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Isn't that true? Who died on the cross for you and me? Who bore our sins? Who shed his own blood to the point of death? It's Jesus. That's where your loyalties are. He that finds his life shall lose it. He that loses his life for my sake shall find it. There's so many things written today and heralded as religious messages. And it's all about preserving the soul. It's all about loving this age, loving this life, loving this world, the things of this world. It's all about protecting yourself, elevating yourself. And this is absolutely the opposite of what Jesus has taught us. He that takes not his cross and follows after me is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall lose it. He that loses his life for my sake shall find it. He that receives you receives me. And he that receives me receives him that sent me. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all this wonderful teaching through the scriptures. This is from Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10 and 11. Who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeys the voice of his servant, that walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay or rely upon his God. Behold, all you that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that you've kindled. This shall you have of my hand, and you shall lie down in sorrow. You see, we're all going to have to know the voice of the Lord in these days. And there's going to be gross darkness. There's going to be our world absolutely completely changing from what we've known, from what we've learned to expect. And we're going to moment by moment have to walk with the Lord and trust that our life is more valuable than sparrows, that he knows the number of our hairs on our head, that we're placed in the palm of his hand, we're the sheep of his pasture. But if we refuse to do that, and we love this world, and we're creating our own light, the condemnation that we will have received from God himself, from his own hand, is our own light that we create, manufacture out of the flesh, out of religiosity, will become great darkness, and will lie down in sorrow. These are the words of God. The Lord has given us to prepare for these ominous days that lie ahead.